Bill Thomas laughs when asked why he's running for his fifth term in the House.
Well, because I'm in a leadership position and in a position to help Southeast Alaska, and not only just my district, but all of Southeast.
The Haines Republican co-chairs the Budget Writing House Finance Committee. His challenger, Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, is in his first run for office. He says he's the candidate of the future.
I think Alaska's at a crossroads right now, and there are a lot of issues in the short, medium, and long term that deserve a long-term perspective.
Christ Tompkins and Thomas face no opposition in this month's party primaries. The real campaign will come later for the November general election. Still, they're traveling the widespread district and letting voters know they're on the ballot.
Well, it's old school, but I'm knocking on every door in Southeast Alaska, every door in Hangoon, and Heidelberg, and Kasan, and Sitka, and everywhere else.
I've been to Sitka a couple of times, but I'm really, I've been sidetracked with, I call it, many funerals, and hopefully things will settle down and be able to concentrate.
The candidates present clear choices to district voters. Thomas is a 65-year-old commercial fisherman and former lobbyist. He's a lifelong Alaskan who's been chairman and CEO of Klukwan's Native Village Corporation. He's also served on the area's Tribal Government Council and Borough Assembly.
I think that I call it life experience is going to help with my political knowledge and experience in the legislature, seniority, and that I've dealt with a lot of the, what they call, personalities.
The Vietnam veteran also attended the University of Alaska. Christ Tompkins is about four decades younger and has studied at Yale. While the lifelong Sitkin has not run for public office before, he was involved in Governor Tony Knoll's Senate campaign and Barack Obama's presidential campaign. He knows he's challenging an experienced lawmaker, but he's hoping for a hometown advantage since Sitka holds half the new district's population.
Bill isn't the incumbent in Sitka. And in Sitka, this is basically an open election, and very few people know Bill. He hasn't represented this area before.
Thomas and Christ Tompkins share support for funding infrastructure such as roads, harbors, and energy projects, and both understand redistricting costs Southeast two of its eight legislative seats, weakening its presence at the Capitol. But they differ on many issues, including oil taxes.
Bill voted to cut taxes by $2 billion a year with little to no guarantees for increased production, which I think is against the state interest.
Thomas says last year's approach is dead, but he wants new negotiations for legislation helping increase the state's declining petroleum production.
I don't think you just go out there and just throw a bill out there. It's obvious it didn't work two times in a row, so I think you redesign it and try again.
Governor Sean Parnell recently called for spending restraint in the state's operating budget. Thomas oversees the House version of that budget. He says he and his GOP colleagues are already trying to hold down spending.
I think we need to look at it because the price of oil, production of oil, it could be inflated for the price, and then right now production is way down. I think it's time to look at what it is that we can afford.
Christ Tompkins says he's concerned funding for infrastructure could be reduced. He also wants the legislature to make sure education appropriations keep up with inflation, and he advocates funding schools in advance so districts are better able to plan.
If you talk with any teacher, administrator, parent, it's a source of headaches and a total hit on morale in the schools because, teachers, depending on what the enrollment count is, don't know if they will have a job the next year.
House District 34, the seat the candidates are running for, is made up of parts of Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson's old District 2 and parts of Thomas's District 5. Wilson's legislative boundaries now include Ketchikan. Some cities from Thomas's old district were paired with Juneau or Prince William Sound. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.